Today on Mr. Media, I'll talk to Dave Jackson, headmaster of the School of Podcasting at schoolofpodcasting.com. Stick around. If you don't, you risk a week's detention. So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is the Mr. Media Interview. You know, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. Stop by and check it out. There are more than 700 archived celebrity and pop culture interviews for your listening pleasure. The show is brought to you today by Audible. Audible is offering Mr. Media listeners a free audiobook download and a 14-day trial offer to give you a chance to check out their very cool service. I love listening to books on tape. If you've never tried it, actors or sometimes the authors themselves read to you. It's great for the commute, the beach, or even unwinding before bed. You can choose a free audiobook from Audible's enormous library of titles, including today's top legal bestsellers, such as The Fifth Witness by novelist Michael Connelly, Theodore Boone, Kid Lawyer by John Grisham, or even Letters to a Young Lawyer by Alan M. Dershowitz. You can also download The Profiler, written by famed criminal profiler Pat Brown and yours truly, which Pat will read to you personally. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/radio. Again, that's audibletrial.com/radio for your free audiobook. Mr. Media is recorded live before a studio audience that includes broadcast radio personalities looking for pointers into the brave new world of podcasting in the new media capital of the world, St. Petersburg. If you listen to podcasts, and who doesn't these days, you know that part of the appeal is that you can find shows about whatever subject you're interested in. Got an itch? No, really. I mean, is something unknown making you scratch? There's a medical podcast for that. Looking for fellow believers in the Church of George Lucas and the Force? There's a Star Wars podcast for that. Interested in filmmaker Kevin Smith? He's got so many podcasts, he had to start his own network to keep track. And you can find them all on the Stitcher app for iPhones and Droids, or on iTunes, or even Blog Talk Radio. But if you're a podcaster, where do you turn for like-minded folks, good ideas, and problem-solving? Well, I recently came across a show called The School of Podcasting. It's a long-running podcast hosted by Dave Jackson, and it taught me a big lesson. When it comes to podcasting, I may have 5 years of experience, but my knowledge is like a single flea on a mangy dog's back. It's nothing. There is so much to learn, and every time I listen to Dave's show, I come away a little smarter, a little more aware. In addition to his weekly shows, which are free by subscription, you can also pay for more detailed podcast tutorials and live training with Jackson at one of his websites, schoolofpodcasting.com or davidjackson.org. He's also written an ebook, More Podcast Money. So I've invited the principal of the School of Broadcasting to join me for conversation tonight. Now, I understand this might be a little too inside baseball for some regular Mr. Media listeners. On the other hand, you might just find yourself inspired to try developing your own podcast. And with that, Dave Jackson, welcome to Mr. Media.
Bob, thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Good to have a professional podcaster on here. You even got the professional microphone, got the headset.
I'm trying to look the part, you know.
You're doing a good job. You're doing a good job. You know, I know the exact minute that I had to have you on Mr. Media, I can tell you.
All right.
I was listening to the show. I'm walking the dogs, which is when I always listen to podcasts. And you were disemboweling a fellow who had advertised a book on how to make money in podcasting. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the guy that's been in podcasting for 14 years.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Can you fill our listeners and viewers in a little bit about what was going on there?
Well, one of the things that drives me somewhat crazy is I am not a broadcaster. I can talk in front of a microphone, but that doesn't mean I can walk into a radio show and do 4 hours. And likewise, I don't think somebody that can do 4 hours understands podcasting. And so this guy came on and he announced that here I am. I'm Mr. Podcast Person, and I've got this book that has all the answers. And he said he'd been podcasting for 14 years, which is interesting because podcasting was invented in 2004. And I said, let me do the math there. Wait a second. And then even later on his website, he admitted that podcasting started in 2004. And I went, then 14 carry the one divided. No, that doesn't add up. And it just went on and on. And it when I then went to find his podcast, none of them downloaded. So I went, okay, here's the guy that you're going to get podcasting advice because his podcast doesn't work. And many people call themselves a podcast expert. They don't have a podcast. And that's kind of like me saying, you know, I'm a NASCAR driver, but I don't own a car. It just doesn't work. So, and the more I kind of, you know, just Googled him, basically. His website was some sort of Google free thing. I forget what it was. But he didn't even have that. And I just went, okay, because normally – I try not to be – I mean, I kind of said I was doing a Howard Stern. Howard Stern used to just butcher his quote, competition. And mine was like, not so much this guy's my competition. It's just I don't want somebody to go out and buy this guy's book because if his book is anything like his credentials that I've found so far, you know, and even it even says in the book, read articles by so-and-so and so-and-so. So it kind of looked – and I don't know this. This is my speculation that he just went and found articles on podcasting and put them into an ebook. So I just was like, yeah, this has got to stop. I got to alert the world that, you know, because he had really good, you know, some graphics and it looked good. But I just was like, yeah, this isn't going to work.
I love that because besides, I mean, just a precise takedown of this guy's presentation and marketing pitch. And I mean, yeah, I love that you remembered about the fact that his podcast wasn't accessible. I mean, it just cracked me up. But you bring to that and pretty much to every episode, attitude. And I think some people who do podcasting, something that I think is missing is attitude. You know, it's not – you're not – I don't think anyway. You're going to attract people to you time and time again by just being namby-pamby and just being, you know, flatline. I mean, you have – That anecdote had a lot of attitude. It was funny. Actually, it was hysterical. I mean, that was why I thought, I got to talk to this guy.
Well, it's so true. If you think about the super, you know, the Rush Limbaughs, the Glenn Beck, give me somebody else that's real famous on the radio. There's a guy here in Cleveland, the number one guy. They all are, to a certain extent, polarizing. You either love them or hate them. And to me, I've always said with podcasting, the key to your content is it has to move people. It's either going to make you laugh, it's going to make you cry, it's going to make you think, it might make you groan, or it's going to educate or entertain. And when you try to please everybody, you end up being so, like you, vanilla, Melba toast, whatever you want to call it, that it's just like, well, okay, you know, that was helpful, I guess, or whatever. I listened to a podcast today called The Nerdcast. Now, this is actually going to go on the radio. And I was like, oh, I should listen to this. This should be good. And the guy is a comedian. He used to be on Singled Out on MTV back in the day with Jenny McCarthy. And I listened to it in the first – I've listened to two episodes. I haven't made it through one yet. And the first 15 minutes was just him talking about him. And he had a really good trip to New York, but he never really explained why it was a really good trip. And the – kind of makeup of the show, it's supposed to be kind of pop culture, and they just talked about how hey, somebody blogged about one of the co-hosts and said he was fat, but don't worry, we have your back. And I'm like, this isn't moving me. It's not, you know. And I made it through halfway through the second one. I'm like, okay, I'll try one more episode, but at this point I'm ready to go, yeah, no thanks.
Dave, was that the Nerdcast or the Nerdist?
I think it's The Nerdist with Chris.
Yeah.
Something.
Now I'm going to draw a blank now. You know, yeah. Chris, it's funny. I've listened to it, and I understand what you're getting at. There are times when it starts off so self-involved and so it's just so dry. But in their defense, I have it on my Stitcher account, and I check it out each time because when he has a guest and he gets some great guests, he's still a stand-up comedian and he does very well on the road, supported by his podcast. When he has a guest and he gets some great guests, Patton Oswalt, he gets a lot of comedians. Yeah. Mark Maron has been on there. Mm-hmm. Kevin Smith's been on there. When he has a guest, the show pops and it flies. However. However, when he doesn't, and it's just him and his buddies sitting around chewing the fat, I just move on, you know. And that's it. I mean, that's one of the great things I think about podcasts is that there are so many of them. You don't have to sit. If you're a conservative right winger, you're going to listen to Rush and you're going to listen to Glenn Beck and that other guy, all the rich white guys on Fox. But you know, that's kind of it. But when you look at podcasts, there's probably hundreds of conservative right wing podcasters you could turn to. Mm-hmm. If you're interested in comedy, you can listen to the Nerdist. Right. You can listen to Mark Maron. You can listen to the Kevin Smith stuff. Larry Miller's got a thing. Adam mm-hmm. Carolla.
Adam Carolla. Greg. I've been listening to Greg Fitzsimmons. He's mm-hmm. pretty. Same. Greg Fitzsimmons. Same thing. When he has a guest, he's great. Sometimes he takes a little too long to get to the guest, but he's an interesting another guy. He's just you're kind of listening to him going, wow, he's because he says things that are really somewhat offensive, and he's just like, hey, shut up, you're getting a podcast for free. And
right.
Like, wow, okay.
Well, and these guys, the comedians have this persona that they've developed over the years, and they continue it into their podcast. And I guess you either buy into it and you're a fan, or you might drop in occasionally.
And the other beautiful thing about a podcast is there's this lovely thing called a fast forward button. And so if I am listening going, well, okay, I want to get to the guest, on my phone I'm using a thing called Beyond Pod, and I think I can set it to skip ahead like a minute or 2 minutes, and I can't do that with radio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm stuck.
I have Beyond Pod on my Droid phone as well, but my favorite is Really Stitcher.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can you can move forward a minute, two. You can go back, and you can put the shows in the order you want to listen. So, you know, when I walk the dogs, I always start with CNN headline news. Get the latest minute, and then, like in my case, I listen to some of it's more professional, I guess. I listen to Inside Radio podcast, and I listen to an update from Chelsea Lately, and then usually at the top is Mark Maron and Kevin Smith, a lot of comedy stuff. There's a podcast from the St. Petersburg Times called Stuck in the 70s. I'm sorry, Stuck in the 80s. Sorry, guys. Stuck in the 80s. So, you know, I like that because I can just push the button to start it and it just will play on. And then I can always reshuffle if I'm getting tired of something.
Awesome. I'll have to check it out.
Now, have you always brought this kind of no-nonsense principles attitude to the School of Podcasting, or did that kind of evolve over time?
Great question. I believe, yeah, I've pretty much always said this works, this doesn't work. I know people use free services sometimes, and I just explain to them that's – I understand some people have no budget, but I'm always like, you know, everybody that's moved to an apartment and then moved to a house knows that it doesn't matter what you're moving to. Moving is no fun, and it's the same in the Internet. So when you move to a free service because you're not sure if you're going to really want to be a podcaster or not, and you do 6 or 7 episodes and you're like, hey, this is fun, and then you go to move, it's about as fun as picking up everything you own and moving it to a new building. And so I always explain to people, it's like nothing against Podbean, and there were a couple other free services that oddly enough went out of business because it turns out if you don't charge any money for your business, it's kind of hard to survive that way. And which is the other thing I always point out. And so, yeah, I've always kind of, maybe not quite as snarky, but I've always kind of called it like I saw it.
Mm. I tell you, I know that you've been critical at times of Blog Talk Radio, and I've been doing the show on there for some time, and I will say in their defense that an option that's developed over the last year or so, for me anyway, is that I record the shows using Skype audio or Skype video, so I get the digital quality. So even when they kind of stuff the sound into their pipe, it still sounds much better than the average thing. It's so.
I was going to ask you about that because when I was listening to your show, I was like, okay, this is on Blog Talk Radio, but it doesn't sound quite so underwater. Like
yeah,
it kind of does. So yeah, good job.
Yeah, someone pointed that out to me about a year ago, so we made the switch here. All right, boy, we went through the first segment pretty quickly, so I want to ask you one more question, and then we'll come back and we'll get into some more details. Do veteran broadcasters have a problem making the transition to podcasting, or?
They can, because what they do is they take their, they have that radio mentality, and so they do things like they'll be in the middle of an interview and they'll say, "You're listening to Mr. Media on, you know, MrMedia.com," assuming that somebody has just tuned in, and it's like, no, nobody just tuned in. They've been listening from the beginning. So some things like that, I kind of laugh and go, yeah, that doesn't work in podcasting. I understand maybe if they were doing a live stream or something like that. That would be the top one that I can think of. And then just sometimes they are so used to just talking that they have to remember that it is a conversation. So remember to kind of talk to the audience, which I guess in some ways they are, especially if it's a talk radio host. Obviously, they're used to that, but... again, it's different because a lot of times it's time shifted conversations and things like that. But I think just to kind of, what I always see is the attitude that always drives me nuts. It's somebody that's like, hey, I have, you know, 13 years in radio. I'm ready to come and I'm going to be a big fish in the pond here. And it's like, you know, there's a podcast. I forget the name of it. Forgive me, but it's a father with his two daughters, and they do a tech podcast for kids. And they're out doing Nickelodeon and all these other big networks, and it has nothing to do with the fact that, you know, hey, I've got 13 years in radio. These, you know, they're just a dad that wanted something fun to do with his kids. It just happened to catch on. So I think it goes both ways. I think just being in radio, obviously Leo Laporte, probably the biggest podcaster out there, has a background in radio, so it doesn't hurt. I just don't think it gives you a leg up. The only thing you have is you're used to talking in front of a microphone, which as more people do that, you get more comfortable. But
All right. Well, tell you what, let's take a quick break. This is Bob Andelman, and you're listening to and hopefully watching the Mr. Media interview with Dave Jackson, headmaster of the School of Podcasting, schoolofpodcasting.com. You can also find him at davidjackson.org, and we'll be right back.
Let's take cola, it's a pot, 12 full ounces, that's a lot, twice as much for a nickel too. Pepsi Cola is the drink for you. Nickel, 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 nickel.
Hi, this is Ron Dante of the Archies. You're listening to Mr. Media, and he'll get no sugar from me today unless he plays my record.
Well, this is Bob Andelman, and you're listening to and hopefully watching the Mr. Media interview with Dave Jackson, headmaster at the School of Podcasting, schoolofpodcasting.com. You can also find him at davidjackson.org. So, Dave, you've got a new book out, More Podcast Money, that I'll bet you're just dying to mention.
Yeah, you can find that at morepodcastmoney.com. What it was is, you know, now podcasting has been around a while. I went to people who have started a podcast, and I went back to them and said, hey, I'm glad to see you're still podcasting. Are you making any money at it? And they all said, yeah, I haven't really been approached by any sponsors yet. And I'm like, yeah, okay, but have you, you know, how else are you making money? Well, I haven't been approached by a sponsor. And I'm like, and so I would go through this whole spiel of, well, you can do this, and you can sell ads on your website, and you can do it. And they all just kind of, you know, what? I never thought of that. And I just, after a while, I was like, well, the School of Podcasting is great for the person who wants to start a podcast. It's, you know, got all the tutorials and stuff. But I was like, there are plenty of people that listen to my podcast that already have a podcast. And I was like, well, what can I do for them? So I just set out to research how are people making money with their podcast, and looked into how I was doing and did a couple experiments. If anybody was ever wondering, why did Dave want people to donate for his birthday so he could buy a Kindle, that was basically an experiment that went into the book, and just researched it and saw what's working and what's not, and looked at some people. There's a podcast called No Agenda with Adam Curry and John C. Dvorak. They just had, they did 100 people, just donated $300 for their 300th show. That's a nice chunk of change.
Yeah.
So, you know, there are some people that are doing great with donations. There are people, myself, I'm doing okay with affiliate marketing. There are, you know, and it's not just money. That's the other thing. If my arm would reach, I would show you. I have an Electro Voice RE20 microphone that came in the mail today that I get to play with for a week. You know, so, and I have a couple books that have shown up on my doorstep because I reviewed one before, and now the publisher was like, hey, this guy has people listening to him. And it really comes back to the power of the niche, and that's what people don't realize. That I just explained that if you're something, let's say you have a product for triathletes.
Uh-huh.
Well, okay, you could, you know, advertise on a radio show, but how many of those listeners are actually people that are going to use your product? Or I can go to a podcast that's specifically geared towards triathletes, and now that person may only have 200 or 300 people, but the quality of the people over there is far outweighs the number of people on the radio station. So who do you want to sink money into? The radio station that might have a few people here or there, if, of course, they had the radio on when the ad came on, or the podcast that has your target market, and it'll be there today, it'll be there tomorrow, and it'll be there till that podcaster pulls it off their website. So
I think that's something that a lot of people miss in terms of the one of the selling points of the podcast is that it's going to be there. I mean, Mr. Media, for example, yeah, we were talking off air. There are literally more than 700 celebrity interviews, and they've been there since we went on the air February 2007. They're always going to be there. Now, we've made a switch in the last month. All the shows before January 1st, 2011 are now behind a paywall. So we're going with a premium type of thing, and and I'm adding premium shows that, you know, will only be available to people who pay for the show. But the newest shows are still available for free, and they're all there forever, you know, for as long as the inner tubes hold up.
There you go.
So what? Let me ask you this. What would be some tips? Let me ask you a different way. What are some of the most common mistakes that new podcasters make, and how can we save them the hassle?
Get to know your audience. It doesn't do any good to, you know, try to market, you know, a knitting kit on the heavy metal podcast, because I'm pretty sure that, you know, Joe Headbanger isn't going to go and start knitting.
Mm-hmm.
And then just some common sense stuff. Like, I know I have a podcast about weight loss, and I was talking about Tony Little's Gazelle, and I talked about the Total Gym, you know, both of those mainly because they were on TV as well, and I thought people have already heard about these. But they're also things that the average person, I think, you know, I'm not sure I want to have all that shipping charges, even if they're free shipping.
Mm-hmm.
And I made, like, nothing on that. Well, then I found a product that's a $15 product. It's basically a deck of playing cards that you deal yourself a workout. And I only make, you know, a couple bucks per sale, but I have sold one Total Gym, and I made like $70 commission on that sale, and I have, you know, easily, I don't know, 10 times as much with these little playing cards. So it's a matter of finding, you know, the product that fits and making sure that it fits your audience. And, you know, and then just trying to make sure a lot of people, the other thing that they might fall into habit is you can't have it can't be a commercial. Nobody wants to listen to an infomercial on purpose. Usually the only reason you're watching those, there's nothing else on. And so you have to be careful to make sure that it's just not a giant commercial. Again, if we go back to it, has to move you in some way, and typically commercials get kind of boring.
And I just want to point out for folks who know that we start every Mr. Media by talking about this show is from St. Petersburg, the new media capital of the world. Purely coincidental that the only name that Dave just mentioned is Tony Little, who is based in St. Petersburg, Florida. This was not a setup. Dave, will you back me up on this? We did not discuss
this. Absolutely.
And
we
I have nothing up my sleeves. I have no sleeves.
Well, and I say that because I have a Tony Little Gazelle, and I love it.
Okay.
So there you go.
There you go. All right, so that was something we looked a little bit about new people. What about experienced podcasters? What can they still learn? I mean, like I said, I enjoy your show because every time I listen, I pick up a tip. Sometimes it's It's about, I think the last show I heard, it was you mentioned podcast 411, which has a directory of directories. I have not registered Mr. Media at one of those type of sites in a year or two, and I thought, you know, I should go in and I should just freshen up my my listings for the show and make sure I'm listed in show in directories that have come since.
Well, if nothing else, it's a link back to your site, which will help with your Google juice.
Right.
But in terms of what can I, it goes back to don't underestimate the power of your niche. If we were talking earlier about radio, radio wants to sell it, their advertising based on how many downloads per thousand downloads. And, you know, for a lot of podcasters, it may take 3 or 4 episodes to get 1,000 downloads. And if it's, you know, $15 per, and that may be high, depending on who you talk to, you know, so now I'm going to get $15 for 3 shows. No. You're underselling your niche. You have to realize that you have, if you have that advertiser's target market, that's a value. And you have to start asking that person, how much do you charge to get a brand new customer? And look at that. A lot of people go, well, you know, that's how they're used to doing it with radio, and it's only, you know, $7 per 1,000 downloads. So for the month, I made, you know, $14. And I'm like, no, first of all, again, podcasting is not radio. And that really drives me insane because, like we just mentioned, it's there. It's time shifted. So that advertising is always going to be there. You're getting a niche market. I was talking to somebody last night that does an Andy Griffith podcast. That's pretty niche. You know what I mean?
Wow.
I have a good friend of mine that does a sled dog podcast. You know, I'm not a sled dogger, but he is, and the people, so he doesn't have a huge audience, but the people that listen to that really love that podcast because, oh, my gosh, he's talking about sled dogs. I love sled dogs. So, you know, if you have a product for sled dogs, you know, oh, my gosh, here's my people. So that would be probably my key point. Don't ever underestimate your audience and the power of that.
Well, and that was the thing that made cable succeed, cable television succeed in the 90s, 80s and 90s, was when they realized that they didn't have to be what the networks were, which was all things to all people, and which is why everything has gotten very narrow casting, I believe is the term.
Mm-hmm.
Even Oprah has her own channel. I mean, you know, there's the men's channel, there's the women's channel, there's the hard rock channel, there's the soft rock channel. And podcasting is the same. I mean, as we talked about in the introduction to the show, whatever you're interested in, there's a podcast for that.
Absolutely. And the great thing about it is, because I have some people who do that, they go, well, I was going to start a podcast about insert topic here, but there's already 3 podcasts on that topic. And I'm like, yeah, but they don't have your point of view. And every podcast is different because it's got a different person behind the mic. And you get to pick how long it is. You get to pick what you cover. You get to pick how often you podcast. It's all up to you. And there may be somebody that likes the blues podcast, but they don't want an hour-long one. They want one that's 20 minutes. Okay. And there may be somebody that – I mean, there are already like 9 or 10 podcasts about podcasting. Some of them are 5 minutes long. Some of them are an hour long. Some of them are for beginners, and some of them aren't. There's always a podcast for that, and people get hung up because – Leo Laporte is this famous podcaster. He has tens of thousands, and we hear about the Marc Maron comedians that are now having hundreds of thousands of downloads, and they're like, oh, I'll never have that many. Okay, well, my podcast has about anywhere from 300 to 800 people listening a week. Not a huge number, but if I was actually in a room with 800 people, I'd be like, look at all the people in here. So we get hung up on the number, and we forget that's an actual, you know, person listening to that.
Right, right. Well, before we have to wrap up, I wanted to see, I've heard you say that you listen to podcasts all day long, so I wanted to give you an opportunity, if you'd like to pimp 4 or 5 of your favorites and introduce people maybe to some new shows, be my guest.
I wish I had my phone. I know it, right now I'm really into Marc Maron's podcast,
yeah.
Which is called WTF.
He's great. He's been a guest on this show. He's great, great
Great guy. I listen to a lot of podcasts about podcasting. So there's one called The Podcaster Studio with Ray Ortega. I listen to The Scene Zine with Marcus Couch. I listen to The Struggling Entrepreneur. I was actually just on that show with Fred Castaneda. I'm going to forget some. I just started listening to Judge. He's a comedian. He's on The Daily Show. Oh, that's going to drive me nuts. Apparently it wasn't that good a show because I can't remember the name. It's the guy that he plays the Mac on the commercials. I feel like I'm on the $10,000 pyramid. Anyway.
I don't know who that is, but you did point out during the break that we had that it was Chris Hardwick we were talking about before. And maybe since he was getting run down a little bit, we shouldn't have named him by name, but, you know, sorry, Chris.
Well, based on your recommendation, I'll give it another shot. You know, so I listened to Jillian Michaels has a podcast now. I was listening to that. I listened to Fat to Fit Radio. Yeah, I'm kind of all over the place. So,
okay. Well, you know, this was a lot of fun. This was me indulging one of my interests, and so I'm glad that you came on. And I want to tell everybody that you can order Dave Jackson's new ebook, More Podcast Money, at his website, morepodcastmoney.com. Or you can get it at maybe one day. It's not on Amazon yet. Is that right?
Not yet. It's actually it's kind of funny because I had set this date for it to be released, and I'm still waiting on the cover. And I was like, you know what? At this point, I can put it out as an ebook, and we'll throw it on Amazon and a Kindle a little later. So it's migrating through the process. So.
Okay. Well, when you've got it on Amazon, let us know, and we'll add a link to it via Amazon Associates. On MrMedia.com. And, of course, don't forget to check out Dave on SchoolOfPodcasting.com and his other site, which is equally interesting, which is DavidJackson.org. And, hey, Dave, a lot of fun talking to you, and I hope we'll talk again.
Absolutely, Bob. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. And, folks, for more original interviews with America's top podcast personalities, including, as we said, Marc Maron or even Emily Morse of Sex with Emily, surf over to our main website, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. If you've enjoyed today's show, you can subscribe for free to Mr. Media via email, RSS, iTunes, Stitcher, whatever. You'll never miss a show that way. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many parts of the interwebs. And show your support for Mr. Media by supporting our sponsors, including Audible. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/radio. Again, that's audibletrial.com/radio for your free audiobook. We're also supported by thepartyauthority.us. Call DJ Ira for all your party entertainment needs nationwide at 1-800-DIAL-DJs or visit their website, thepartyauthority.us. If you've got an idea for a guest, a comment on today's show, or would like to advertise on Mr. Media Radio, email me directly at bob@mrmedia.com. You can also call our 24-hour listener line. It's 1-727-498-4711. Some messages may be used in an upcoming show, and there may be toll charges depending on where you call from. The guy next door, he won't have to pay. You can also follow Mr. Media on YouTube, on Facebook, or Twitter. Thanks so much for joining us today. Always appreciate you giving up a little piece of your day and spending with us on Mr. Media. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. See you next time, everybody. Bye-bye.
Hey, did you know that you can listen to the latest Mr. Media on your phone with the Stitcher app? Stitcher is smart radio for your smartphone. Mr. Media is on demand and on the go with Stitcher. Download Stitcher for your phone today. Get the free download at Stitcher.com. That's Stitcher.com.
Hey, this is comedian Marc Maron, and I love Mr. Media Radio, even though he didn't let me go on as long as some other guests.